American State Trials, 1918, Volume X. Leo Frank. Document page 388. Here is the translated text as follows. 356. X. American State Trials. After he killed that girl and changed his clothing, that old Newt didn't have the time. Why did he say it then? Because he knew that Lanford and Black and the other detectives who were there would have examined that slip for themselves, then and there, and would have seen that these punches were regular or irregular. But he stood there, and because he knew he would be detected if he tried to palm off a fraud at that time and place, this man of keen perception, this man who is quick at figures, this Cornell graduate of high standing, looked over those figures which register the punches for simply 12 hours, not quite 12 hours in that presence, surrounded by those men, and told them that Newt Lee wouldn't have had the time. But ah, Monday afternoon, when he sees that there isn't enough evidence against Newt Lee, and that the thing isn't working quite as nicely against this man Gant, who he told was familiar with this little girl, Mary Fagan, he suddenly proposes, after a conference with his astute counsel, Mr. Haas, that you go out to my house and make a search. And then, in the same breath and at the same time, he shrewdly and adroitly suggests to Black that Newt Lee, he has suddenly discovered, had time to go out to his house. Forthwith, early Tuesday morning, John Black, not having been there before because Leo M. Frank told him that Newt Lee didn't have time to go out to his house, but after the information comes in, then Tuesday morning, John Black goes out to old Newt's house and finds a shirt. That's a plant as sure as the envelope is a plant, as the stick is a plant, as the spots around the scuttle hole. And the man that did his job did it too well. He gets a shirt that has the odor of blood, but one that has none of the scent of the Negro Newt Lee in the armpit. He puts it, not on one side, as any man moving a body would necessarily have done, but he smears it on both sides, and this carries with it, as you as honest men must know, unmistakable evidence of the fact that somebody